Tape marker, action.
You are listening to Alamo City Movie Talk Podcast, the podcast for all cinema lovers. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680. And ladies and gentlemen here, all right, what's going on, Lex? Nice to see you again, brother.
Nice to see you, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How's everything going? Long time no see, right?
I know. No, life is good, man. I'm excited to join in on trailer reaction. It's my first for sure. And of course, it's about a topic
tell us a little bit of background. How you love this character, Superman, you know, just Man of Steel himself. I mean, did you like Man? I know we talked about it before, but did you like Man of Steel?
Yeah. No, I did. I loved Man of Steel. I love Henry Cavill's portrayal. It's not a perfect movie, but there was things even as like during my first watch that I had like questions about, like why do they do this or why do they do that? But as a whole, I really liked the grounded version of it. The more realistic setting, like, you know, the fact that people didn't fall in love with this character, like movie wise, like the people of Earth fall in love with him right away. It's very realistic, you know. It's very accurate in terms of the tone and stuff like that. Like, it fits well with our world, and some people are not used to it. Some people still like, you know, the Christopher Reeves, you know, is bright and happy and you know, the old ways and stuff, which I mean everyone falls in love with Superman from that point. But I think just like anything, he needs to get updated, right? And Man of Steel was a good thing. I hope Henry Cavill keeps on doing it.
Yeah, same here. I mean, obviously we're back in negotiations again as far as like the real version of it. But it's funny too, because you know, we've talked about it nonstop when it comes to, I know we have on camera, and I've said it so many times too, even on my regular reviews, whenever we talk about DC, their animation is on point. I mean, we could at least agree to that. I mean, their animation, their storytelling, it's so on point. But so many questions, like, like, why can't they get their real, you know, live action stuff, you know, down to the wire? But all bets aside though, I mean, this is going to be a really good, you know, since the last one, and I know you said you haven't seen it, Justice League Dark Apocalypse War. You haven't seen that movie, correct?
No, I haven't. Okay. I'm waiting to.
It's intense. I'll say that. It's very intense. It's very freaking good. And yeah, if I could lend it to you, brother, I would lend it to you. Videos on demand. I'll send it over. All right.
Yeah. No worries, man. No, I have to rent it. I have to sit down and take the time. I was hoping it would either drop like on the DC Universe app or maybe they were going to add it to HBO Max like after the fact. But
yeah.
I'm probably going to have to just sit down and rent it though.
for real. All right. I love Superman. I love the Man of Steel version. I really did. I loved it more than I thought I would. You know, I loved Henry Cavill. I mean, I followed him as actor itself since the Tudors. I've seen him in the Tudors. I mean, that's where he one of his first roles that he started out when it comes to TV shows. And here's the thing. When we talk about, you know, cinema, we talk about, you know, the portraying Superman, it's very, I guess you could say it's a very difficult, you know, decision, because this is going to be, you know, like same thing with Batman, you know, it's just whoever you choose has to uphold that. or you just scramble and just like try to figure out, you know, try to get Ben out of there, you know, as Batman. But I mean, it's just one of those things to where, like, I mean, this is a symbol of hope, which I loved how they did that. The composer, it was great. I mean, the music was amazing. I love that about it. And hopefully we'll get to see him more, you know, we'll get to see more of him and everything, but let's get right to it. Man of Steel, Superman, Man of Tomorrow trailer. Let's get right to it. The trailer that just came out today, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching it, hope you're enjoying it with us. All right, let's get to it. You ready for this, Lex?
Yeah, man, ready.
All right, let's go. Boom, baby, boom, start.
Different.
He is different. He lifted a tractor with one finger, Martha. Whoever put him in that ship had no idea or care for how dangerous a world they were sending him to.
Breaking news. An unidentified object heading towards Earth was detected by Star Labs.
Look! Up in the sky!
Why are you here?
Why are you here? Kryptonian.
Oh, crap.
Lois, and you are?
I'm Clark Kent. This planet is protected, alien.
It's ass-whooping time.
Oh, that's cool.
Dude.
I thought Martians only existed in the movies.
Those movies are terrible.
John Martian. Yeah.
Are you right, Miss Lane?
What's the S for?
Superman.
Those people are in great danger.
Let them go. My name is Kal-El of Krypton, and I come in peace.
Oh, snap.
That was cool.
Oh, dang.
Okay. I think that purple thing is, I don't know. It looks like a character, but I don't think it is.
Okay. So I guess it's, so what the cast is, it's considered a parasite. So I don't think.
Oh, it's, yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what I was thinking, but he looks very different from.
Yeah. Another thing too, the way this tone is taking forth, like, let's go ahead and talk about this tone. I mean, it's a different kind of tone than what we're used to when it comes to DC animation. I feel like they're going on a more lighter tone, almost, in a sense. And it's weird because we've seen nonstop. We've seen different adaptations of Superman, Man of Steel. We've seen a lot of those things. We've seen a lot of different movies, animation and live action, you know. But this tale is actually kind of different. I mean, can you agree on that? I mean,
yeah.
What'd you get a feel out of this? I mean, it's very... feels very peculiar.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's clearly like a year one story. I mean, it seems like it jumps around a lot, because when he was fighting Lobo, he seemed to be younger than when we see him in the suit and everything. So it might jump around the movie as a whole, but it's definitely for sure like the introduction of Superman to the world. And I mean, the music behind the trailer and everything, it definitely seemed like, you know, hopeful and this journey of this kid that, you know, grows up in Kansas. So that's good, because it takes away, like, especially with the previous animation from DC, it's been like, I know it's connected in terms of, you know, what leads to Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War. So it takes a very comic booky approach, right? Which is good. It's what they've excelled at. But with that, it's always about like, oh, the bigger threat. This just let me kind of like focus on, it showed Lobo, it showed Parasite, it showed Lex there for a second,
real quick, Lois looks very different, and I don't know if I like that. I mean, we just got a little glimpse of her, but she looks very different, drawn out, I would say. The way the animation is, though, it looks good. It looks sharp. It actually looks on point. Yeah. I actually kind of like it. It almost, like, I don't know, it has like a weird sharp feel than what they're normally used to for some reason. I don't know why. It just looks different. It could be just like the clips going pretty fast and whatnot. But I'll say that, you know, the guy that actually, so John Martian Manhunter, I mean, obviously we get, you know, Lobo is actually played by Ryan Hurst. If you don't know, Ryan Hurst is, Sons of Anarchy, you know, But get this, Alexandria, she actually plays Lois.
Dario.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She plays Lois Lane. She voices it, which I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of curious to see where this goes from. Obviously, this is an original story following the adventures of young Superman, and his first encounter is Lobo. I mean, how do you like the way Lobo's drawn out in this? I mean, I'm trying to bring him out a little bit on here.
Lobo looks cool, and Ryan Hurst is probably like one of the perfect voice castings. Lobo looked cool. I like that they kept his bike. Like, they didn't make it too alien-y. Like, you can tell it's a, you know, bike. That looked real cool. I like him. I like his. I think he's a good character to put up against young Superman from the get-go. He's fun, and it's interesting. Once again, I'm interested in the time jump as well. Like how they go about it. The animation does look really good. At first, I had seen a first look that is just kind of like a picture of Superman and Lex side by side. It looked cool. It looked appealing. The first look, I mean, but in trailer and in motion, it's different. It's sharper. It's more refined, like you said.
Yeah.
It definitely has like Archer vibes when it comes to the animation.
Yeah. Man, so the director is actually Chris Palmer. He's actually done a lot of stuff. He's done, let me see here. So he's actually directed Voltron: Legendary Defender, the TV series. He's known for animation stuff. So
yeah.
it's not like a stranger or anything, you know, they just picked out a note. But this guy, so that's the director of it. I mean, I'm kind of curious to see, because I've never seen a story where it starts off with Superman and John Martian Manhunter. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of different. You know, we've always seen Batman and Superman together. We've always seen different kind of, when it comes to origin stories, you know, we've always seen different kinds of characters in between, like Superman, Wonder Woman. But I haven't seen John Martian Manhunter. That, I don't know if you can recall seeing John Martian Manhunter and Superman starting out.
Not in animations, but in I know some comic book stories they partnered up fairly early. I don't know if they partnered up before Superman became Superman, but I know in Smallville it took a similar approach around the later seasons. Martian Manhunter was introduced. Granted, we never see him in his full fledged transformation. It's Smallville at the time had the budget that it had, but in Smallville he takes kind of like a role of a mentor and teaches Clark a lot of things about Krypton, and he kind of gives him guidance on his powers and abilities and all that stuff. So I mean, that's kind of like what it's throwing me back to here.
I guess I could agree to that. I mean, it falls under like the Smallville kind of vibe, and it starts off to where, like, you know, John Martian Manhunter, but the very cheesy John Martian Manhunter we got. But I kid you not, though. Good thing you brought up Smallville. One of the things I really did love was Justice League of Society, which was in, you know, the episodes they did, which we got Dr. Fate, which I effing love that episode. Like, that episode was just, wow, it was amazing. Even though it's so cheesy, I still watch that. I go back to those episodes just to watch it, because you just see Dr. Fate, his vision. Because I mean, Dr. Fate's one of my, I wish they should make that movie. They should have made that live action movie a long time ago. You can do it. It's a very serious tone. I understand. It's a very psychological tone. It's just a very, you know, crazy magic. I mean, it's just, I love it. I love that mythology. And, I just wish they could have done, you know, Dr. Fate already. And I know it's been in talks for a long time.
Yeah.
I just wish they could get that off the ground at least before Black Adam. But, you know, The Rock, you know, So I really want to see Dr. Fate live action movie. But going back to Superman and everything, I mean, did you like this trailer? I mean, I enjoyed it. I think I liked it.
Yeah. I think it was a little, I know it's the first trailer, but I think it was a little too short. Well, maybe it feels that way because of how many things it had going on, right? Like, it showed us time jump and everything. It showed us all the characters, but at the same time, like Lex Luthor had one line, which surprises me, because I think it's the first time that Zachary Quinto voices him. And I mean, yes. Lex also, you know, yeah. big character. Lois had like two lines, and
yeah.
I feel like they could. I like the thing with Martha and Jonathan Kent. I think maybe they could have cut a little bit of Parasite, and then maybe give some of those other actors a little bit more. Once again, it's a trailer in the movie. Mm-hmm. They may have a big presence, maybe they have a small presence, and that's why they had little to show. But at the same time, with big names like Alexandra Daddario, Zachary Quinto,
yeah,
I think there should have been a little bit more focus on them on the trailer.
Yes.
And I think maybe that's why the time felt short, but had they maybe arranged it differently.
Yeah, I mean, it is a short trailer. It's a total trailer is 1:39. So that is very short. So, I mean, it's a very short, straight to the point trailer, which I did. It's one of those things to where like, I don't want to see too much, but yet give me more because it's that good of a trailer. So it just, I don't want to see more. I want to wait till the movie comes out, but at the same time, just like, give me more, you know? So it's just one of those things to where like, hey, you can't please the one or the other, but yeah. I mean, I totally forgot he was in here. Spock or the new Spock, the current Spock, even though that hasn't lift off the ground. That's another subject. But yeah, man, I mean, I'm so excited for this. I can't wait for this to come out, on videos on demand or, you know, it's going to be available digitally in Blu-ray. So, I mean, I'm excited. Do you like this trailer? Thumbs up?
Yeah, dude, thumbs up. I'm excited. He's my favorite hero and looks like an interesting story for sure.
Yeah, and I'm actually interested to see if they're going to start doing this from now on. Like, are they introducing this new Superman as far as like from now on as future DC films, which it doesn't, I mean, everyone, I know I've read a few articles, so no one really knows hard case. Like no one knows, hey, this is like hard copy. Like, hey, this is our plan. So nobody knows yet, but I mean, I'm excited for it. Granted though, I did love the last Superman's, the previous Supermans in the DC animation film. So I'm excited for either one. I really am.
It could also be like a standalone thing for sure. Like, you know, just a side movie with its own thing, its own style. But I mean, I'd be interested. It's funny that Superman has his trunks again. So
yeah,
it goes back to the roots and it kind of stays away from what the new 52 design. So maybe they are closing the book on that.
Yeah. Yeah, which I'm kind of like, don't close the book. But at the same time, just like, I mean, it has to end somewhere, you know, so they can't really keep going. But I mean, I'm excited I hope it's a separate thing, but it's hard to say. And it's funny too, because Lobo, I think the reason why they did it too at the same time was because in the, I don't know if you ever watched the Krypton, Lobo was supposed to come out on Krypton, then that got canned. So,
Well, he did come out on season two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't finish season two because the news came out that it got canned. So I was like, the same thing with Swamp Thing. Like, I didn't finish it. Which I felt real sad about. But Lobo was kind of cool. Like, he was in quite a few episodes in season two, just at the beginning.
Yeah. Krypton is one of the shows that was just, I don't know. It's probably the CGI. I got so spoiled with CGI and everything and how good filming. When it comes down to special effects, I just didn't like it. I didn't like the CGI in it. I mean, I didn't like the special effects. I'll say that straight out. I couldn't eat it up. And it's weird because I'm just like, okay, I get it's Krypton, but it's Superman. Like, you can't be like, I mean, I get it. They want to do a Krypton story. You want to revolve around Krypton and everything. But the whole main plot is leading up to Superman. So there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like you should have called it Jor-El or something. Like, so I don't know. It's just very, very different, approach. And obviously fans didn't really like, cause I know a lot of fans that didn't like season two. I know a lot of people at work. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like even before it got canceled, I was not consuming season two the same way I consumed season one. Season one, I actually really liked. I was really surprised on how good it is. I like the production value. Season one didn't have a lot of things that required CGI, so it wasn't as cheesy. I thought it was fairly pricey of a show for sci-fi.
Yeah.
But season two, from the get-go, even though Lobo was entertaining me, a lot of the things going on in season two wasn't like, oh, let me click on the next episode, whereas the season one did that. So I kind of felt like, you know, I didn't predict it was getting canceled, but even before getting canceled, I was kind of stepping away from the show.
Oh man. Okay. I mean, what was the main issue? I guess because since you watched the whole, you, I mean, what was the main issue that was really causing? Was it just different story plots that were pointing at you different direction? There was no direction as far as story.
I didn't finish season two, but season one was patient in setting up things. Right. It set up one thing, and then it surprised us with a number two, and then season two naturally picks up on those two things that it left you on, and then it splits into five things. And and one episode goes over all the characters. The next episode plays, it goes over all the characters doing little side missions and things like that. And it loses focus to an extent. It basically, once again, instead of just following through on those two points that you had, which are hefty points, they just start doing a lot of things. And I think that it was hard to follow. And that's why, like, you weren't like, oh, let me click on the next episode, because you're like, wow, that was a lot. I'm thinking of a lot of things. I'm following a lot of stories.
Yeah. So it's just, there was no direction. That's what you're telling me. There's no direction. Yeah. You didn't have one story. It's just throwing at you different things. It felt like there was different writers involved in this. And it probably was. I mean, it just... And it's funny too, because you're not the only one. You know, everyone says like it's just season two was just horrible. Like no one could get into it. And now I agree more. And luckily, I never want to. when someone says so bad season two was, I was just like, okay, I'm not gonna waste my time watching it. Like it just gets me like, I don't want to dread to watch. I don't want to waste my hours on this earth watching stuff like this.
it's definitely that. It's just. Season one got you adjusted to the slow paced, well-constructed story. So when season two feels like a sprint, you can't keep up and you get tired. So that's just the best analogy that I can have. And it sucks because up to season one, it was one of the most popular sci-fi shows. It was the premiere of season one was their biggest debut, probably since 2008, I think, on the network. So that's crazy to go that high, and then just one season later you're falling.
You know, here's the thing. I really wish they could have just done it should have been a DC it should have been a DC streaming service only. Like it should have been just you know, it's original. But I was just like, man, I don't know. It's just it's just a lot of things, a lot of factors in. I mean, I wouldn't personally make a Krypton show. I mean, it's one of those things to where like focus on other things, which Swamp Thing was, but then we all know the fallout, you know, money, you know, situation there, corporate side, business side, behind the scenes, I guess we could call it corporate behind the scenes stuff. But I just sci-fi. I wasn't sold on it to begin with. I was just like, what, Krypton's on sci-fi? What the, like, can they even like, it's just every time I think of the sci-fi channel, don't you always think like, Alakanda number 10 or like shark attack number 12 or something like the attack of the snakes or those weird sci-fi worst CGI ever or worst graphics ever. And I just I couldn't get into it, man. But all right, man. So we did love this trailer, guys. If you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680. Lex, you have any final words to say, man?
No, man. I'm once again super excited, and hopefully maybe we get a longer trailer on Fandom, DC Fandom's event in August. So we'll hopefully get another trailer, and then perhaps the release date, which hopefully is soon.
Yeah, it does say late summer. I can't wait to see what unfolds here in the Superman origin story. Because I mean, it's weird though. I feel like that. I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like I love watching different adaptations of Superman, like different origin stories, as long as it's enough time span. And I feel like this is enough time span. It's been a while since we've seen the last one, so I feel like this is the right time to do it. So
man, thank you for having me once again. Man appreciate it.
Thanks again for being on the show, brother. All right, we'll catch you later. Check everyone later, guys. Hopefully everyone's staying safe with COVID-19, ladies and gentlemen, and stay safe, San Antonio. Catch you there, guys. Wake up, wake up.